Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Clue Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm pleased to head back to the Super Yacht Charities event that's going on right now, the fundraiser Seven Seas Challenge. How are you guys? It is Thomas from Gin Marine and, of course, Glenn Taylor again. How are you?
We are great. We are a lot better than when I spoke to you at 4 o'clock this morning. It wasn't the highlight of my life. I think everyone's a little bit more buoyant now.
A little bit. I've just been home and had a massive load of pasta and a cold bath, and I killed $1 million.
I don't know. You know what? I've been up since 4 o'clock, and I haven't been doing anything other than working, sitting at a desk. And I'm exhausted. I am drinking energy drink as we speak. So I can't imagine how you guys are managing at this stage. It's you know, I mean, what, 3 hours sleep or, you know, a few hours sleep, some food, and back at her again?
Yeah, literally. Like, I think most people have had an hour or two sleep over the night. This man's probably had none. He had a poorly jog in the night, and he offered to do a ride at 3 a.m. So he's not just a sponsor. He's an active participant now, which we didn't quite expect at the start.
No, I didn't expect so, to be honest, Glenn, either. But just the energy and the excitement of the day has really taken over, and now I'm fully involved. In fact, any minute now I'm going to be charging downstairs to join Mr. Chiverton on the treadmill, take over from him. So very exciting.
Yeah, well, how far are you guys? Are you still sort of on track for about 4:30 UK time in order to finish?
Literally, we are we're starting now to put the final touches to kind of the finish line. So all being well, we should be finishing at about 4:40, and we've got a location to do it because we've got to do it outside and, you know, break into groups of six and do everything safely, obviously. So it looks like it's pretty well nailed down at a 4:20 to 5 finish. So I can't wait. I've still got another run to do right at the end.
I think I've got 2 runs to do.
Yeah, you have.
One with Chivers and one with you.
Yeah, he's still got 2 runs, so this guy's not at all finished. But I'm awaiting a fish finger sandwich, and I'm almost two more happy. I can smell a bit.
Well, you know what? You guys are going to be like, you're going to be smashed tonight. Absolutely smashed. How much money have you raised so far? Did you get more throughout the night?
We haven't raised enough, we think.
Okay.
£13,540. We'd love to get to 14. So if any of your listeners or any of your people on your social media feeds, if they can just help us get another £450, I think £14,000 would be...
That would be a huge number. I mean, it's not a huge way to go yet either, so I think that we can definitely hustle up some people in the dying minutes, for sure.
I think so. We're all going to be actively on our social media now, just pushing this out and collecting the drinks.
Well, I mean, the fact is, even though you're finished, I mean, even when you finish, people can still continue to donate. And then, of course, we do have the Seven Seas Challenge that carries on for months afterwards. So it's not like this is over. You guys are just showing the rest of them how to do it and hopefully setting the bench line for people to do better than what you've done so far.
Absolutely. As we said earlier, this is just the catalyst for hopefully a broader event. And, you know, I'll be really disappointed if this stops at £14,000 because the whole idea of this becomes one of many events that we can watch and support with, and hopefully not put ourselves through so much pain. Because I'm done with ice baths, to be honest. If I have another ice bath in the next month, I'll go crazy.
Right. Well, you know what? The sound is a little bit difficult to get you guys right now because, of course, you're operating on a cell phone, I think. But hopefully we can catch up. I don't know if you guys are going to be available tomorrow at some stage. We can catch up again after you've had a good night's sleep.
Absolutely, that would be great, Ria. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow morning, Ria, probably around 11, no, about 12 o'clock your time, half past 11 your time if you're around. We'll be here, we'll be tidying up the place, making it look like an office again. So something around then, and we can get a few of us to speak to you.
Perfect. Well, let's plan for that so we can do a wrap up and see who went to bed early and whether or not the geriatrics actually made it through.
Derek did. I can confirm.
I'd really like to catch up with Derek in a few days and see how he's feeling.
He'll be there. He'll be there to talk to you. Thanks,
Thank Ria. You, Ria. We appreciate your time.
Thank you guys ever so much again. Once again, it's been Thomas from Gin Marine and, of course, Glenn Taylor. This is the Seven Seas Challenge of Super Yacht Charities. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Clue Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria, I'm your host. Tune in again for the next episode.